The Federal Affordable Care Act mandates that insurance companies are not allowed to deny coverage to anyone, but that doesn't go into effect until January 2014. In the meantime, what to do with the people rejected by insurers because they're too expensive to cover? That's where Utah's state-run high-risk pool comes in. Governor Gary Herbert agreed with U.S. Health and Human Services to administer the program using federal funds in 2010. But now HHS says they're running out of money, and they want to put a cap on how much states can receive. The governor's health reform coordinator, Robert Spendlove, says that means Utah would have to absorb extra costs.
The governor was very clear when he agreed to do this that the state would assume no financial cost and we would assume no financial risk in administering this program. And the governor's position has not changed on that.
The governor's office told HHS this week that they would be willing to maintain the existing program, only under the current contract with no changes. But HHS said that's not an option. Spendlove says the 1,300 people currently enrolled in the state-run high-risk pool may have to transition to a federal program.
If they won't give us the flexibility to run the program the way that we need to, we will have to walk away. And, you know, those people are going to be in a difficult position trying to transition from a state-run program to a federal program.
Spendlove says that means enrollees may have to change providers and would likely pay more in premiums and out-of-pocket costs. He says the other possibility the state would consider is for the contracted insurer who runs the Utah pool, Select Health, to take on 100% of the risk. The federal government has asked states to inform them of their plans by the end of this week. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.